Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. I'm Ron Stutz, along with David Dickens, president of KC Financial Advisors. Let's talk about investing like a genius. Now, when it comes to investing, I consider you to be a genius.
Well, thank you, Ron.
Well, you're a really smart guy and a highly intelligent person, and people are always studying geniuses and highly intelligent people, trying to get an understanding of what makes those people tick. So I thought we could look at some of the common characteristics of highly intelligent people that you should apply to your financial life. First of all, one observation that I've been able to make over the years is that geniuses are highly adaptable. Highly intelligent people are usually flexible. They're able to kind of go with the flow and adjust themselves to whatever their surroundings are. And I wonder if you'll take a moment and explain why adaptability and flexibility are so important in financial planning.
Yeah, I think that is really important. I often use this phrase with people that I meet with, is that life throws you curveballs. And when you get hit by one, you just got to get up and dust yourself off and adjust your plan and move forward. So you and your plan have to be flexible because life just happens. So a couple of examples I can think of. I had a client whose husband died totally unexpectedly. She's in her mid-40s and three kids at home. He, of course, then you might guess, was not yet retired. So she was a stay-at-home mom, and that was a massive curveball for her because, you know, she still has 40 or 45 or more years left. Mm. So we had to adjust her plan, you know, how she was going to start taking Social Security. The boys were going to get some Social Security. That bridge income when the boys were gone, but her Social Security hadn't started yet. What to do with life insurance proceeds. All those types of things had to be fit into her adjusted plan. She absolutely had to show a lot of flexibility. I had a client whose wife recently had a stroke. She just retired, and then less than 6 months later, she had a stroke.
Oh,
so
wow.
In their case, they have plenty of money, so the flexibility wasn't in adjusting their financial plan, but they had to totally adjust their life plan.
Yeah.
It just all had to be recalculated. So adaptability and flexibility are really, really important throughout our lives, but especially as we get in or near retirement.
Gosh, it's really sad when you hear about people who, you know, work and save and are so looking forward to retirement, and then someone suffers a stroke or some other kind of physical problem and just changes their lives altogether. You know, geniuses understand how much they don't know. And by saying that, what I mean is the smartest people that I know are able to admit when they're not familiar with a particular concept, and they're not afraid to say, I don't know, because if they don't know something, they can learn it. And oftentimes the response will be, I don't know, but I'll get back to you on that kind of thing. In fact, there's one study recently, David, that I read about. It talked to students who had just taken the LSAT and asked them how they thought they did. The students in the bottom 25% overestimated how well they'd done by more than 50%. Meanwhile, the students in the top 25% slightly underestimated how well they had done. So the worst performers overestimated their abilities, while the best performers did just the opposite. So if you would, take a moment and describe times where you've seen people think they know a lot more about their finances than they really did.
Well, most of the people that I meet with, I got to admit, they're really good at what they do, and they also know that finances are not really their thing. And so that's why they're meeting with me. So whatever line of work you're in, you can probably think of a time when you heard somebody talking about something that happened to be in your field of expertise. And just by asking them some good questions, you pretty quickly figured out that they really didn't know what they were talking about. I hear it mostly in my office. I hear it mostly from people who own annuities. And it's especially telling when I hear someone tell me that they have a guaranteed growth rate of 6.5% or 7.5% or 7%. And I know, based on my expertise in this area, that that's just not the case, and they totally misunderstand what they have. So if you're sitting there today thinking that your annuity has a guaranteed growth rate of 6.5% or 7% or 7.5%, I would strongly encourage you to find a financial professional who can explain to you exactly what you do have and what you don't have.
Yeah, geniuses certainly understand how much they don't know and aren't afraid to say, I don't know, I'll find out, that sort of thing. It's so important. Geniuses are able to learn from the experiences of others. Intelligent people don't really have to experience everything for themselves. They're able to listen to or observe the experiences of others and draw their own conclusions. And there's a famous quote that's been around for a very long time. I don't really know, even know who said it. It's been attributed to a whole bunch of different people, but it says, smart people learn from their own mistakes, but geniuses learn from the mistakes of others. David, how can people learn from the financial mistakes of others without having to experience that pain themselves?
Well, Ron, I do it because I read a ton of stuff about financial markets and about financial history. Another famous quote, I don't remember who said it, was that those who don't know history are destined to repeat it. That's a pretty good paraphrase of some real good wisdom. So I've been in the investment business since 1982. So I've seen a lot and I've experienced a lot. And I think what my clients would say is that they leverage my experience so that they can avoid those types of mistakes, those big mistakes. Things that they've never really seen, but that I've seen many times. So I think that's the real value of having a good and experienced advisor that can bring those types of experiences to your life without you having to go through them. So, you know, if you're sitting there today thinking to yourself, well, I don't really have an advisor, or I'm not sure I like the advice that I'm being given from my current advisor, here's what I'd encourage you to do. If you've saved at least $250,000 for your own retirement, I'll commit to doing a complete complimentary financial review for you. It's what we call our financial CPR, our complete planning review. So we'll talk about your retirement income needs, where that income is going to come from, and how you can outpace inflation. We'll talk about some strategies that will help you pay as little in taxes as possible. And we'll also talk about how you can make sure you won't outlive your money. We've been coaching people on retirement for a long time, and we've learned that it's really easy to procrastinate or get distracted. So if you don't start the process now, there's a really good chance you're not going to do it at all. So the first coaching that I'd like to give you right now is to encourage you to take the first step today. For almost everybody, that's the hardest part. From there on, it's really not a very painful process at all. So if you're ready to finally get a plan in place to get a little financial CPR, give us a call right now.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, complimentary planning review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414. And tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.